So what is the special new avodah that started on Chav Beis Shvat, which we mentioned in our previous year about this new tkufa, new era that we all entered, the era of focusing on Yonim of Mashiach. So how is this expressed practically? What is an example that brings out the uniqueness of this special tkufa that we are in? So we were zoicha, and we are zoicha, that in addition to the Rebbe speaking about the Maila of Chav Beis Shvat, there's a special kuntres that the Rebbe put together, the kuntres B'cho Yivorech Yisrael, which is really a combination of a few sichas together. The sicha of Shabbos Parshas Yisroi, Chav Shvat, and Chav Beis Shvat, Tov Shinun Beis, where the Rebbe at the beginning seems to be going in a very Kabbalistic slant. And the Rebbe starts explaining that Shvat is the 11th month, and that the Nesiyas of the Rebbe started the 11th day of the 11th month of the 11th year, Yud Aleph, Shvat, Tov Shin Yud Aleph, and that Chav Beis is twice Yud Aleph. And these things sound very, very special, high, different, and abstract. But then the Rebbe boils it down to a very, very fascinating nekuda. And this nekuda is something that we are going to talk about today, and something that we have to internalize and understand. We know the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya that the purpose of Briyas HaOlam is Nesavek HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lies Loidira B'Tachtoin. The Eibishter wants to have a dwelling place down here. What does it mean, a dwelling place? Well, we know that no one likes to be a guest. Even though you have a bed, you have a house, you have a roof over your head, but you can't compare your own home to being a guest. Because a home is a place which expresses you, where you can express yourself. When you say feel at home, usually means relax and act the way you would at home, which is obviously on your best behavior. When you're a guest, you're always following someone else's rules. That's the protocol. So a dira is a place where a person can essentially express himself or herself exactly the way they want. The Eibishter wants a dira b'tachtoinim, a place where getlichkeit, yiddishkeit, Torah and mitzvahs can be expressed in this physical world. But then there is a much deeper aspect of dira. There is a famous gemara in Brochis which speaks about Shloisha Dvarim Marchivin Daitoi Shel Adam. There are three things that expand the person's mind. And one of them is Dira Noah, a nice home. What does that mean, that it expands the mind? I'll give you an example, that there were times that the Rebbe Rashab, who's 100 years of his Histalkos, is coming up Beis Nissen, the Rebbe Rashab would want to think a deep inyan in Chassidus. So he traveled to like the kings of France, I think, was his summer palace. And he went to the gardens of the king and he was sat in a chair. The point is, when you walk into these magnificent palaces, your mind gets, wow, it's like opened up. You feel like you could think big. When you walk into a very, very claustrophobic, closed room, you can't think. Why can't you think? You have a roof over your head. It closes you up. You're claustrophobic. But when you come to a big room, big ceiling, fancy, big, huge, all of a sudden you actually can think better. It's marchivin daitoi shel odom. So any room can be a dira for a person. But the aspect of Marchivin Daitei Shel Adam, that only a Dira Noah can accomplish. That not only can I live in that room, can I live in that house, but the house actually makes me think better. It actually makes me produce more. It It actually makes me more productive. That only a dira noah can accomplish, not a regular dira. Says the Rebbe that while it's true that the main aspect of the avodas Hashem that's demanded from a yid is to make a dira for Hashem, but the time that we have here before the izgalus, we have to focus on the dira noah for the Eibishter. In other words, someone says, well, we already made the dira for Hashem. What more can be done? You could change the level of Gilui Aleikus if we make sure that there is a dira for the Eibishter and we transform that into a dira noah for Hashem. How do we make the dira should be a dira noah? Well, we know that you can get away with things on a certain level, but if you really care about something, you make that thing nice. You'll put the extra money or the extra time into the details to make it beautiful. Even though, by the letter of the law, you can get away for less, something that you're passionate about, you give the extra chayis into because you actually care about it. So you have, for example, when it comes to mitzvahs, there are different levels of mitzvahs. There's mehuder, there's making a mitzvah nice, zekeli van veyu, you can make it beautiful. Yes, you have people that say, why are you spending so much money on esrig, mezuzah, tefillin? You can get away with less. Well, it depends if you're looking to get away or not. As the famous word of a mashpia, Chassidus came to accomplish that we are not looking to be yoytze our mitzvahs, we are looking to be nichnas into our mitzvahs. A lot of people, mitzvahs are a checklist. And therefore, if I did it, I can get away with less and no one could have any complaints to me. I'm not going to go to Gehenna. Hashem will say, did you do it? Yes, according to the checklist, I accomplished it. I checked it off. Such a person, obviously, his heart is not in mitzvahs. He's doing it because he feels that he needs to for whatever reason. Whether he's afraid of punishment, whether he just feels obligated, or whether he wants a little bit reward. So they do it to the bare minimum. You can get away with the minimum, they do the minimum. Someone that really is passionate about the Eibishter will make sure that his dira that he's building is a dira noe. The mitzvahs that he does in a beautiful, shayna way. Because that's what he wants to bring. That's the level. He wants that when the Eibishter comes into the dira that he built for him, it should be marchivin daiti shalodim. The Eibishter will, so to speak, have so much nachas, it'll expand the gilui elikus that's coming into the world. And this is our big avoida today. That not only, see, today you have a lot of people that think the avoida is at least to do mitzvahs. No, we're not looking just at least to do mitzvahs. The big avoida today is not just to build a dira for Hashem. We want to build a dira noel LaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which this is a very geuladika thing, because someone that understands what geula is, umola oretz deyas Hashem, that's a person that wants to build a dira noel LaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he understands that Betzem, the whole world is a dira for the Eibishter. And that's the main avoida of this special tkufa. This tkufa we are centered, focused, laser focused on bringing the Shechina Lamata Ba'aretz. Since Chav Beishvat, we elevated to this special level, the level that the focus of this tkufa is clear, the focus is special on these things. And here is the year when we're Lamed Beis Shana, that we're able to actually Lev Ladas, we're actually able to internalize this inyan and make it a reality, Lepoyel.